CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Leaders of the Communist Party of China will gather in Beijing to discuss the next five-year development plan. The fifth plenary session of the 18th CPC Central Committee will be held from October 26th to 29th, presided over by the CPC Central Committee General Secretary Xi Jinping. A statement released after the meeting of the Political Bureau on Monday said China faced a complicated international environment during the 12th five-year plan period from 2011 to 2015. The 2016 to 2020 plan will maintain economic development as its central task, introduce a people-centered approach, develop people's democracy, guarantee social equity and justice through rule of law, and encourage innovation. The Monday's meeting also includes a regulation on clean governance and rules on sanctions of those who break party rules. Chinese State Councilor Yang Jiechi will be in Japan on Tuesday and Wednesday to co-chair the second China-Japan high-level political dialogue with Japanese National Security Council Chief Yachi Shotaro. The Chinese Foreign Ministry has confirmed the meeting, saying Yang will travel on Yachi's invitation. The first high-level political dialogue was held in Beijing in July. The Chinese government has said it may nominate its Comfort Women files to the memory of the World Register in a joint submission with other countries. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hua Chunying says UNESCO has offered feedback, noting that other countries also fell victim to the Comfort Women issue, and those countries are being encouraged to jointly submit files to be reviewed at the next nomination meeting in 2017. China's nomination of the Nanjing Massacre dossier was inscribed in UNESCO's Memory of the World Register last Friday. However, the Comfort Women files were not added at that meeting. Zhang Jiemin, former head of the State-Owned Asset Supervision and Administration Commission, has been sentenced to 16 years in prison by a court in central China's Hubei province. Zhang, 60, was found guilty of taking bribes, holding huge amount of property with unidentified sources, and abusing power. His personal assets worth 1 million yuan have also been confiscated. Zhang was chair of the board of China National Petroleum Corporation before working for the State Assets Commission in March 2013. Zhang has accepted his sentence and will not appeal. The court found that Zhang received 14 million yuan in bribes between 2004 and 2013 to help others get construction contracts and job promotions. The armies of China and India are now conducting a joint anti-terrorism training drill in South China city of Kunming. Each country has contributed 144 servicemen to the exercise, which is scheduled to run until October 23rd. The drill is the fifth of its kind between the two countries' armies and the third one held in China. The U.S. military said Monday it had airdropped small arms ammunition for Syrian rebel groups currently fighting the Islamic State inside Syria. Spokesman for the U.S.-led coalition campaign, Steve Warren, said the U.S. side will not have any further details about the groups that received these supplies for operational security. It is reported that the U.S. military delivered 50 metric tons of ammunition to rebel groups in northern Syria by using an airdrop of 112 pallets. Last week, the U.S. government announced its plan to shift from building a Syrian force against the IS to supporting existing rebel groups. The shift was a recognition of the failure of U.S. President Barack Obama's anti-IS training program, which initially sought to recruit 5,400 Syrian rebels each year for 3 years. This year's Nobel Prize for Economics goes to Angus Deaton. The award was announced on Monday by the Nobel Committee at the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences in Stockholm. Deaton, who was born in Edinburgh in 1945, now works at Princeton University in the United States. Thailand's criminal court has issued an arrest warrant against former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat for failure to appear in court for a defamation case. The lawsuit was filed by Thailand's military, accusing the former leader of damaging the army's reputation while giving interviews in South Korea in May. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.